this idea of kind of, you know, kids having been in lockdown and a lot of them, you know, having not performed for a couple of years, and just, you know, they've just nailed it. So they're doing Our Day Out, which is by Willie Russell. And yeah, we've got, I don't know exactly the number, but there's about 20 children, and then there's four adults in it. No, so let's say it's about 16 children and four or five adults in it. And yeah, they've actually put it together since we started rehearsing pretty much straight after, probably, yeah, about the first week into January. We've had about a three-week intense rehearsal program. And yeah, it's a play about school kids. I don't know if you know the play.
I don't. Tell me what it's about.
So the play is about a group of school children from inner city urban Liverpool, and it's set in the 1970s. And it's about this group of kids that go out for the day, and they've never been out of the city before. And it's led by this really lovely teacher, Mrs. K, who is really like nurturing and motherly to them. And a lot of them don't really have much support at home, and they've been sort of you know, left to it, let's say. They've not really had very many opportunities, and she sort of takes a real, you know, care in these children, and they're all really excited to go on the trip, but none of them have paid for it because no one's got any money. But she sort of lets it go and takes them on this trip, and at the very last minute, this horrible teacher, Mr. Briggs, he comes on he's asked by the headmaster to join them on the trip because he's worried that Mrs. K's, you know, too woolly headed and won't keep an eye on the children. And you know, so the play is about lots of funny moments about the children going to the zoo for the first time, seeing animals, going to the beach, going to Conway Castle. So it's a lot about their experiences, but also about the relationships they have with each other and with the teachers. And then the relationship that, you know, also the character of Briggs is a very important part. He's really not a very nice teacher. And he's just a bit of a spoilsport, really. So, but there's quite a lot of comedy in it. You know, it's quite a fun, upbeat play. But there's also some quite sort of poetic, sort of emotional moments about, you know, kids not wanting to go home and why they wouldn't want to go home. And, you know, just this whole day out, what that meant to these children. So it's got a lot. It's very warm, a very warm play. And it is set in the 70s. So there is some, I would say, some things that you wouldn't say are politically correct anymore. but that we kept them in because it was a good way of showing what's actually changed, you know, from, you know, the 70s, about, say, talking about the blacks down at the docks, or talking about teachers hitting the lads, you know, giving them a whack, you know. So it's interesting for the audience to recognize how much we have moved on, really. So yeah, it's a very, very dedicated and talented group of performers, and we've been supported by the most incredible set building team, lighting team, sound. There's been around 30 to 40 volunteers helping to put the whole show together. It's been a real play of equal parts from everybody. And me and Hope Davenport, we've directed it together. And Hope's been to university in Liverpool. I don't know where she went, actually. She maybe didn't go to Liverpool, but she's just done an acting degree at university. And she came back from having been to the youth theatre when she was 12. For years, and then she's come back as an adult to help run the youth theatre, and she's in an amazing addition. So yeah, I think it's just about getting the message out there that, you know, what we do, what the youth theatre is, it's about celebrating being ourselves and exploring different themes through drama and fun and connection with other teenagers. And I think that's really, and just a big sort of credit to them as well. You know, the kids that come, you know, the teenagers get a bad press, but these teenagers are absolutely incredible. So yeah, that's it in a nutshell. I think that's, I don't know if I've.
So it opened on Monday.
It did open on Monday.
How's it going so far?
Really, really well. what we're doing is we're alternating between the characters Mrs. K and Carol, who's one of the school children. There's two people playing each of those parts. So it's really interesting because we started with Monday when David Jones came down, I think on Monday, and he saw Jane as Mrs. K, Jane Scudder, who's been in many performances before and very talented. And then Chloe, who plays Carol and is incredible. And then last night we swapped over and Hope played Mrs. K. And that's a real challenge for them to be swapping roles. It's going really well. The audience seems to be really enjoying it. We had quite a lot of older people last night, which we were really pleased with because we weren't sure what we'd get as an audience. And they were all there enjoying being at live theatre again. So that was really nice. So yeah, it's going really, really well.